story, we can show something there that among these Hare Krishnas, I mean later, whatever it fits in. And there, yeah, at present age where we are now, so it could be in the beginning, they are trying to get normal, friendly relations, meaning as real friends. Not the, you know, supposedly Vaishnava friends, but personal. Hanging out with each other, you know, for tea or dinner and taking walks and just doing the things, stuff that friends do. And even talking to each other, sometimes a bit honest and a little deeper. Making themselves more vulnerable, but trusting each other. You know, that real friendship that starts to develop. And how they, some of the olders, they realize, and some of the young also, because they never really were into that, that this cosmos that they lived in and grew up in, called ISKCON, had a completely different mindset and social codes there. Where you some or other are not even encouraged to become friends like that. I was even told, because me and an old friend of mine, who were classmates in school, in art school, and whom I almost pulled into the movement, or, well, he came at the same time as me from the same old gang, and then we were traveling in a car, in a van, around Sweden selling books, austere monks, and we were told then, I remember, by our Sankirtan leader, that you know, now we forget this about friendship, and we should not, this is mundane, this is material. And of course he was preaching to us too, because he knew we had been old friends. So we cut that, I mean effectively. We didn't talk to each other. We were like, not friends anymore. It's strange to think back on it. But these things can shape you so strongly, you know, when you are in a strong social surrounding, social group, right? Which upholds ideas and ideals that are, some of them very good, but some of them very confrontational with what we would consider normal and even moral to do in the society we live in. I mean, this kind of, which made the group, makes the group, and I guess this goes for many, if not all, these religious groups especially, to take an extra stance, you know, extra strong stance for those principles that we have to defend, you know, for our Prabhupada. And we were sometimes aggressive. But I'd say now that, and I think that many agree with me, that there's slipped in many things from the outside, which always happens. Ideas that really are not supposed to be there. Just as we saw with Christianity, the teachings of Jesus Christ, I mean, they are bhakti. They're the, and that's what those words that brought me to this bhakti movement. That's the only reason I was attracted to this funny Hare Krishna Indian Hindu group of some guys dressed us up as monks with shaven heads, and what were they trying to be? Some took too much LSD and just, you know, tripped out on the India trip. So yeah, we got those. This is in the story. We got those people here, and that's why I gave this whole lecture, because that could maybe be just on Priya or somewhere. And you know, they are kind of struggling there. We should show that somehow or other. How, like the way I spoke now, Priya, we speak like that, and others, and, you know, how they are gradually, there's a lady over there, and she appreciates what he does. But then this whole mental cloud appears there, you know, the, it's going to be a relationship, what is expected of me, and I don't want to, and you know, this whole thing there, but also from what you got from within that movement, that you, what are you going to get entangled with a woman, and this is Maya, you know, that kind of, you're supposed to be sannyasi now and you're in, at this old age. So, or, but then what you have on the other side, in his, on his side, is what I've been going through a couple of times. It's just, you know, here is a friend who happens to be in a woman body, a lady friend. And we have many things in common and share interesting discussions online. And I mean, just the way we used to be before we came into that disco movement and the way we are now. And but then others are looking at this and now... And it's just very strange, the whole situation, and there's no need for that at all, actually. Everybody just be themselves and things are fine. But we can show it there, and maybe show it to show how... Anilla Brödet. how these kind of groupthink effects can appear, and what is really going on there? Is there impersonalism? I mean, you're not supposed to be friends. You cannot have a friend of the opposite sex. Then there is a relationship. And we can have this little scene there where Pio is sitting with a woman that he really was just interested in learning to know more, because he just felt that, oops, they may have things in common and could maybe help, you know, each other and share some, you know, whatever opinions, feedback. And so on. So this could be, well, maybe an interesting little thing there, side story or whatever.
Strait of Hormuz was open. It was open, but shortly thereafter, following Trump's announcement of the blockade, then the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. Weighed in and say, okay, it's now closed. This, in my judgment, did not represent any kind of fight or dispute between the foreign minister and the IRGC. In fact, it appears that all are functioning and singing from the same sheet of music. So the government is not seriously fractured. Then here's what Trump does. He unilaterally extends the ceasefire, and I believe this was done under pressure from both some members of his cabinet, his chief of staff, Susie Wiles, and J.D. Vance. But he then, at the same time, directed his military to continue the blockade. The principal reason Iranian diplomats did not travel to Islamabad to continue talks with the United States is the imposition of that blockade. That blockade, along with other sanctions, are one of the 10 points that Iran has submitted. Donald Trump's statement in this truth that he issued today is basically saying to the Iranians, those 10-point plans, sorry, we don't accept it, we don't believe it. The Iranians haven't called me up to ask for my advice, but I'm going to offer it anyway. They should just turn around and resubmit the plan as soon as possible. Remind the Pakistanis that all items on that list, the 10, must be complied with.